Om Shanti. Having two fathers, highest father, supreme father, eternal father, and having Brahma father, the father of humanity, is the greatest fortune. And these two fathers now are sparing and spending whole confluence age on us, each one of us, personally, so that we can become like them. These two, both highest fathers. And each and every conversation of Bab Dada, God and Brahma, for his children is about giving them understanding, advising them, guiding them, helping them to stay close and become equal. And the speciality of this study is that we from the first day are given this aim and object: you have to become like God, gods and goddesses. So at least for this we can congratulate us, because there is no one in any university sitting to become gods and goddesses. So you believe it? Then clap for yourself. Very. Because we are not just sitting in a religious discourse gathering where there will be some guru coming and guru will preach something and all rest are just simply followers and not eligible, capable of anything. There is only one guru. No, our university is not like that. Each and every soul here is child of God, and God has a separate package of decoration for giving the inheritance to each and every child. And that package contains full knowledge, complete knowledge, all virtues which I need in my life to become like Him, all powers which according to my karmic account now at this moment, the situations which are coming in front of me. So all those powers, and above all, His company. Maybe I do not get enough. I take from Him according to my capacity, but His presence with me is something which transforms a lot in our life. So today's Murli was a gift, Abhikta Murli, given by Baba during the time when conferences, usual traditional setup which was created as soon as Om Shanti Bhavan was constructed in 1983. So February 1983 was first conference, 84 second, and 85 third conference. So Baba would always give one Murli, one meeting before conference, and another Murli after conference. And so this was after conference. And majority the service coordinators, servers who would bring some special souls from different countries, they would come in Madhuban, and seniors from India also. And you heard Baba spoke two special things, the whole Murli, that who has come to meet whom? Son of knowledge, moon of knowledge, has come to meet galaxy of stars. Can we ever imagine that there is a time when sun is in the process of making? Sun is always there. Even if people have tried to create theories that sometime there was nothing, and suddenly Big Bang happened, and all these things which appear now in the form of universe, they appear. But that's still theory. We know sun, moon are eternal. So Shiv Baba is ever constant, ever permanent, always stable. My Baba, always ocean of knowledge, never swings between ignorance and wisdom, never swings, stable, sun. So too Brahma Baba, anyone who you meet who was there during Sakar Brahma Baba, met Baba twice, thrice, or had served with Baba, never ever we will be listening such kind of experience of making of Brahma Baba. No making. From the very first moment, he was Brahma Baba. Have you ever heard anyone sharing this kind of experience? That yes, in the beginning this was like that, and then Brahma Baba gradually changed, understood. Moon, ready. So if our both fathers are permanent, stable, continuous in all virtues, how I am supposed to be? So this awareness, this consciousness is the basis for coming close to this identity of Baba and Dada. When we didn't know who are we were told, oh well, you just see yourself, ordinary human being. And human being, human means who errs. If you are human, you will definitely make mistake. So don't think much about perfection. Do whatever is possible. And don't think of becoming at all any god or goddesses, because that's not possible. You're just an ordinary human being. Then, of course, with that kind of awareness, we could never imagine to remain stable in those qualities which are sung for Almighty Authority. Ocean of love. Ocean means endless, unlimited, and deep. Depth and vastness. So superficial love is based on the identities which we are given physically. The knowledge of identities, this is your brother by blood, this is your sister by blood in relationship. Oh yes, I feel love. My brother should be healthy, my sister should be all right, but for other people, we don't have those emotions, those feelings, those desires, emotions to dedicate and serve, not for everyone. But when we understand each and every soul on earth is my brother, my sister, children of same father, when I realize that, because understanding God means realizing this. This is the first sprout, the first very small fruit from the God consciousness. Brotherhood. If someone says he has understood God but not able to love humanity, so there is a big why doubt whether he has understood God. So once I am the child of such father, and each and every soul is his child eternally and permanently, then how can I love father and not his children? So I get a central thought, core power in my consciousness from where to extract constant feeling of love for each and everyone, no matter who, no matter what they do. Because if I love seeing who is who, if I love on the basis of what they are doing, when they are doing okay, I have good positive feeling for them, but when they are not doing so okay, my feelings change. Son of knowledge is not like that. So Shiv Baba has kept Brahma Baba between us and him as first sample, first living example, perfect example to make easy for us to follow and copy in corporeal form, in actions. So today when Baba told, Baba is seeing how much power of truth you have drawn from Son of Knowledge, that yes, we are souls, we are not Indian, American, Spanish, Portuguese, English people, no, we are souls. This is truth. And how much this truth then you are able to deliver with gentleness, tenderness, but with its full depth to the humanity. Those who are adamant and believe very much, no, we Americans, our American values, we Russians, our Russian values, Australians, Westerns, Southern people, they are very adamant about that, no? In America, you can't do this because our value system is like that. But truth is, there are no Americans at all. There are only souls. Isn't it? And truth is beautiful, auspicious. But now when this has to come into action and practical relationship, it can't be imposed only through preaching and teaching. It has to come through understanding and vibrations and giving. If I am a soul, then first of all, I do not accept any kinds of limits. Limits of not being able to be in harmony with this or that, or limit of not being able to exist in this part or another part. Yeah? As Baba today told, do you have any questions? Do you complain, Baba, thinking, why I was sent to that country, or why I am in that country, why I took birth in that country, why such kind of people are around me. Yeah? Do you have such questions? Anybody? Why I was born in Burma? You have this question? Yeah? Why I was born in Burma? What is the answer? Why I was born in Burma? Why I was born in Australia? Why I was sent in America or Russia? No question. Yes, if I want reply, reply is there. And what is that reply? Okay, why Baba came in Bharat? Why Baba has come on earth? For? Why God has come on earth? Why? For eating 56 kinds of dishes in Madhuban. For eating bhog. Why Baba has come on earth? For service. He has come as server to purify. So this is the same reason for our existence now in Conscious Age. Wherever we are for service. So this helps us to stay in harmony And through that service, whatever kind of service Baba will send in front of me, Baba just has to use me. It's not I going to do anything. Baba will use me. Because if I think Baba has sent me there for service, because Baba knew my speciality, sooner or later, that also becomes a limit. Even if I don't have any speciality. Okay, now let's see. Dadiji, going to England, sent to England, no English, no money, no health. Yeah, no property, no bank account. Sent to England in 1971-2 at the age of 58. When people get retirement. So how come? Because Baba knows that it's I'm going to do whatever is to be done, but I just would use this instrument. I just have to remain available. I don't have to get engaged in anything. Engaging my intellect, my mind in variety kinds of planning, even service planning, takes me away from God's plan. Takes me away from Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba. Do you think Shiv Baba comes with some plan? Do you know Baba's files? Where are they? Shiv Baba's files? Brahma Baba's files? Because aim is to purify. So whatever service I am supposed to do is meant to make the souls pure. So what I will plan, anyone who will come in front of me, the soul who does not know God, I have to serve. So from morning till evening, if you see your timetable in the places where you are, in buses, in tram, in metros, I'm sitting in metro and I miss hundreds of people because in my mind I'm going to a lecture, I'm going to service, exhibition, there I have to do this, this or that. But all those hundreds of people, those who were in the way, I miss them. Because I was making plans in my mind. I didn't give drishti to them, didn't smile. Didn't say hello to anyone. Each and every human being is God's child. And each and every soul is to be served. Served at least one drishti. Serve them one drishti. Cater them one smile. A small plate. One spoon. And instead of that, we have plans in our mind. Plans. Future. So, here is the moon, Brahma Baba, who would never allow the thoughts of service to become desire of service. To serve is duty and it should not become desire. Because the moment it becomes desire, it's quite possible that I will be swayed away in the plannings, in making variety kinds of, you know, steps, this or that, programming, and I will miss the core element of service, which is uplifting the souls. So that is why even now, starting from 1936 to 2019, and when especially Yagya shifted from Karachi to Mount Abu in 1951. Can you imagine? You are taking whole your property, belongings, and the group of 300 and more people. It's like destruction happening. Your life is finished in that land. Totally you are living. What will be your mind like at the time if you are to be the head of such kind of family or system? What will be happening in your mind? You would have worry. You would have guessing future plans. What will happen with these 300s, 500? Whether we will get some proper place in Abu or not? And Baba, if you would have seen the photos in History Hall, the ship full of all baggage and luggage, and all are so happy. So happy. And Brahma Baba sitting like you, no? On the chair with one leg up like this and very happy, most light. Why so? No planning. Shiv Baba is the owner of this family. Shiv Baba is the father of this family. He has all plans. I have to just keep myself in the right stage. I have to just allow Shiv Baba to work through me. So that is why in today's Murli, Baba could say about children, you have to become fire extinguishers. This is translation of Shitala Devi, Goddess Shitala. Goddess Shitala is worshipped as one of the nine goddesses. Shital means cool. And if you translate it, it's fire extinguishers. So there are different kinds of fires and different kinds of fire extinguishers. And Baba today told, do you remember? How many types of fire? Four types of fire. So for one kind of fire, one kind of method and resource. For another kind of fire, another kind of awareness or knowledge. The fire of destruction. Things are going to finish and change. For that, what is needed in us? Fearlessness. So that was the thing visible in Brahma Baba when this shifting took place from Pakistan to India. It was almost destruction. They were burning the properties of people. People were leaving that land and coming and shifting to India with empty handed. And Baba was sitting, not just fearless, but happy. And due to that, all those who were with Baba, they were able to get that power and energy. Okay, let anything happen. Maximum, what can happen with us is that we will go back to sweet home, to Paramdham, or heaven will come soon. Was there anyone in front of Brahma Baba whom Baba could go and call, any Dadi of Brahma Baba or Dada of Brahma Baba, teacher of Brahma Baba, with whom Baba would get time and engagement and say, can you guide me according to this situation, what I am supposed to do? Nobody. And we take the freedom, we take too much freedom of asking the question, endless questions. Anything happens, we have questions. How and why? Can I ask a question? Can I ask a question? And I miss that quality which Baba was going to give me in order to cross that situation, but because I kept my mind busy with the questions. second kind of fire, Baba told, the fire of vices. When in the beginning souls came to Baba, they came from majority from that community, lavish community, rich community, prosperous community, Sindh community, with all kinds of, you know, sensuous pleasure, joy, life, and women from those families. But Baba, Brahma Baba, the moon, embodiment of coolness, had just realized once for all, I was Narayan. I was deity. And deities have to be pure. Deities are pure beings. I am not a Sindhi. I am not husband of so and so. I am a soul who was once deity. And Baba's divinity, because no lectures were given at that time. Not much lectures. Baba's divinity could make the souls accept that aim and object. That yes, we have to discard impurity completely. So can you imagine, not the people who are single, but almost all family people, women, they instantly could feel that beauty of divinity. So this is second kind of fire extinguisher. Remembering my eternal clan. Remembering my original clan. Eternal clan, Shivaba, ocean of purity. And original clan, child of Brahma, deity. So this is my nature. I am light. I am not darkness. My father, both father are pure. If this room now light is switched off and somehow you enter from the door with some lamp in your hand like this, and the moment you open your hand, what happens? The room gets lit. Light comes. The darkness is very big amount in this room, but it, in 1 second the lamp comes, there is light. Whole darkness finishes. But if the room is lit, there is light in the room, and you bring such this much darkness in your hand, and you open your darkness, will light extinguish? Will light go? No. Because light is nature, natural. This is how the world is. Day is beginning. So this is the realization. In order to finish the fire of vices, not through just simply giving some technical explanation, you can extinguish the fire of impurity. But this realization of original divinity. And it's not a culture of an Eastern country, celibacy, purity. Not just the philosophy of India or East to remain pure. Absolutely not. It is the nature of each and every human soul. So this feeling coming from our drishti, our features, is what is becoming like moon. And then there was third paper and fourth paper, right? So but revise a little bit, churn that, go into the depth, because as you understood according to drama, I missed the time, I thought it's 6 o'clock, so now it's 6:30, and for meditation everybody is joining us. So we will sit in Baba's remembrance. So do go into the depth of rest of the two examinations, two papers. What was the third one? The fire of body, bodily relations, bodily objects. And just try to imagine Head Baba being sitting or moving and walking with tablet, Samsung tablet or mobile phone or computer. How many of Dadis would have come and surrendered Baba? Baba was always like this. Nothing. No clock, no rings, no tablet, free from objects, personality, free from all objects. Brahma Baba didn't have badge also. And that kind of freedom can liberate others from this fire of dependency on objects and desires. Nothing is needed. And those souls are still in the foundation wherever any department who is doing really serious service in Baba's Yake, in headquarters and in centers, serious, substantial, fundamental services which require no show, which require you to be incognito, working 12 hours, 13 hours, invisible. All those departments, souls are created through that energy of Baba. All those Dadis, and through Dadis then created. Yeah? If now we have taken, connected our all services with these objects, without mic, without computer we can't give message, without mobile phone we can't do this, how others are going to be free from that? So there is something to think about and go into depth by revising today's Murli again and again in order to come close to Shri Baba and Brahma Baba.